Okay, we are up to Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Aleph, and we have the death, the assassination of Gedaliah, as in Som Gedaliah. He was just appointed at the end of the last Perek by Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradon. Yirmiyahu was taken into Galus. He was going to go into Galus, but then he decided to stay with the Jews of Yerushalayim, who was still there. And Gedaliah was appointed. He was the appointee of Bavel. But the enemies Ammon around was not happy with his appointment. And the fellow Jews that were surrounding Gedaliah told him, they have to be careful of Yishmael ben Netanya. He's trying to kill you. He's going to assassinate you. And he said, no, don't worry. Sheker atah dover al Yishmael. You're speaking Sheker, as we ended off the last parak. With those words. So this parak starts off with the assassination, and the parak tells us that after that, the Jews, the remnants of the Jews that were left, went down and kind of left. They went to towards Mitzrayim. Again, they were nervous about Bavel was going to attack them again, right? The one representative and the few Jews that were left. So now, look, they rebelled against Bavel, so they were nervous that they left. So this was the final straw in the coffin. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes on this parak, it wasn't just that there was a death of an individual. Well, we don't fast on the death of individuals, but it was the symbol. This was the final nail. Says of O Nira, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on this parak. Shetzom Gedaliah hu lo rak al misas Gedaliah, ela al shehis taima yeshiva misuderes uma urgenes shel Yehudim be'eretz Yisrael. Shal yachol his pateach im azman. Maybe we could have started up again. We should have started avoda again. Aval behiratzcho u'menusas she'eres ha'pleita l'mitzrayim. With his death, with his murder, and by the rest of the Jews running to Egypt, nistam ha'golel. It was like the covering up of the coffin. Al ha'chzogaz eretz Yisrael b'yadayim ha'yehudiyot v'arizeh od nidbach b'churban ha'aretz. It was another layer, another brick in the churban. That is what we mourn on Tzom Gedaliah, the final straw, so to speak. So the parak starts off. Ahi b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, in the seventh month. The seventh month we know is Tishrei. So in the seventh month, it does not say what day of the month that this murder took place on. And that is a discussion in the Rishonim. Was it the first, the second, or the third of Tishrei? You have all the different opinions. The Radak here seems to say it was Rosh Chodesh. It was on Rosh Hashanah. But we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah because it's Yantif. So that is why we fast on the day after, which is Tzom Gedaliah, but that's not the day that he actually was killed. That's what the Radak says here. Rosh Hashanah ne'era Gedaliah ben Achikam v'kavu atainis b'motzoi Rosh Hashanah mipnei shehu yantif. That is the Radak. If you look in Rashi, not Rashi here, but Rashi in Zechariah. Rashi on the Pasuk in Zechariah that discusses, it says in Paraches Pasuk Yud Tes, Koamar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, these four fast days, Yiel HaBeis Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha, will be days of joy, Ulamoadim Tovim, V'HaEmes HaShalom Ehavu. So Rashi there says, on Tzom HaShvi, Shlosha B'Tishrei Shebo Nera Gedaliah. Gedaliah was killed on the 3rd of Tishrei. So yeah, Beferish and Machlokas Rishonim, the Beit Yosef also, in the end of Simen Tav Kuf Mem Tes, in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham about this. But again, either way, it's one of those days. This reminds us a little bit, and fits in well with the Menchas Chinuch that we've mentioned a number of times already, and that's the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, where the Menchas Chinuch says that the four fast days weren't nikva on days. If you look in the Pasuk in Zechariah, it's the month. It's that every fast day has to have a fast day within these months. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan wanted on the 10th day of Av and not on the 9th day of Av. And that's why there's a discussion we had earlier. Was Shivasa Batamus, were the walls breached on the 17th or on the 9th? It doesn't really matter. So once Chazal were kaveh, it's fine. But they had flexibility. Maybe even had the 9th by the 1st and the 17th by the 2nd. But either way, this is a discussion which it was. But either way, many Rishonim say it was either on Yontif, maybe it was on Shabbos, v'chulu. The Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe Dafka Shabbos and Yontif, because of the element of surprise. Gedaliah knew that, I'm sorry, Yishmael knew that the Gedaliah and his men would not have any weapons on Shabbos and Yontif. Klei Zion, they wouldn't be carrying around on Shabbos and Yontif, and maybe that's why, that's a reason that he did it on that day. Okay, but either way, what happens? What does that mean? Somehow he was related to David HaMelech. Going way back, maybe he was going back to Peretz and all the way in Sefer Bereishis. Somehow he was related, the Pesukim describe in Divrei HaYamim and the Mefarshim discuss here. V'rabe HaMelech, and he was with officers. V'asara Anashim Ito, and he had 10 men with him. El Gedaliah, but he come Hamitz Pasa. and they come to Mitzvah. Vayochlu sham lechem, yachto ba mitzvah, and they eat lechem. Maybe that was the Sudas Yantif, or Sudas Shabbos, right? We know there's a discussion in, you know, we're not supposed to eat a meal like we do on every other Yantif. There is a little bit of difference. After all, we know there are some Gaonim that say that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, right? We don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, but there are Gaonim that say to fast, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch has the middle approach that one should eat on Rosh Hashanah, but not, one shouldn't stuff themselves, right? One shouldn't overeat on Rosh Hashanah, because it is still a day of din. And that's the middle approach of the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kup Tzadi Zayin, Ochlim v'shosim usmeichim, ve'im esanem lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Yusha b'shuva, amnam lo yochlu kol savam, l'man lo yakelu rosham. Right? You don't want to have too much kalus roast. So you should eat, but not too much. V'tiyah yiras Hashem al p'neihem. Right? So that's maybe why they were eating here, because, again, they had Rosh Hashanah, just like we have Rosh Hashanah. And what happens, he gets up, and he commits murder. Vayakam Yishmael ben Netanya vaseras ha'anashim v'shayu ito, Yishmael and the 10 men that were with him, vayaku es Gedalia ben Achikam et Shafan b'cherev vayames oso. And they kill him, they kill Gedalia, asher hifkid melech bavel ba'aretz. Again, emphasizing that melech bavel appointed. What's the emphasis? Again, emphasizing the Malbim, the Barbanel point out the two reasons why the murder took place. Number one is that he was teaming up with the king of Ammon. The king of Ammon didn't want to commit the murder himself, so he sent his henchman. He sent Yishmael, who he knew would want to do it. Number one, that's the emphasis here of Avkin Melech Bavel, who was an enemy of Ammon, but also because of jealousy. Because he was Zerah Malucha, and he was jealous. He was jealous, and he thought that he would make the better king. He would be the better representative. Why did Nebuchadnezzar choose Gedalia? He should have chosen him. And this is Kina, right? Rashi says, Vesare Hamelach Niskanubo Shenatal Gadula. They were jealous, right? We find throughout life, throughout Tanakh, that the jealousy leads people to do things that are totally unexcusable, right? And that's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos at the end of the fourth parak, right? Reb Lazar HaKapar, Reb Lazar HaKapar Omer, Hakina, Vahataiva, Vahakavod, Motzia Nesa Adam in Olam. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Those are the three Avos Nezikin, as one of the Mefarshim, or Rabbi Lau calls it in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. Right? The Motzina Sadam and Olam, and the Gra on the Mishnah says, Kina, how do you know that? From the Nachash, and from Kayin. Taiva min Bilam. He quotes, Bilam is Taiva. Vahakavod min Korach. Vikulam hayu b'Bilam. Really, all of them were Bilam. But that's what the Gra quotes. The Nesiva Shalom also on Bracious discusses the three major sins that took place in Sefer Bracious, parallel these three Midos Rose. And that's Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The Sefer Bracious, as he explains, is all about being Mesakein those three Chatoim. V'yishlomo ha'inyan, he writes in the Nesiva Shalom on Parshas Noach, T'ine Gimel Chatoim Eilu Hayukodim Lofas Olam HaTikun Ha'ara Gadlo Shal Avram Avinu. These three sins that took place in Sefer Bracious were before the Or of Avram Avinu came into the world. And what are they? They're Kina, V'atav, V'akav, Motzina, Zadam, and Olam. Shegimel Pagamim Eilu. These three stains. Heim HaPagamim HaGeruim B'Yoser. These are the worst. She'ena Olam Yachol is Bolosam. The world cannot stand them. V'emotina Tzadam in Olam. Harishon Ukina. Kina. Uizeu Sharesh Achayit Shal Kayin. She'eskel Mikina. Right, that's the name Kayin. Comes from Kina. Al Kain Kishakarish Baruch Hu. Kibel as Minchas Hevel. V'al Minchas Kayin Lo Shah. U'mikina Higia Lachayit Kazel Larogis Achiv. Led to killing his own brother. Shu'achomer B'Yoser B'Torah. And that's why the Torah says, you see how much Kina could do, and then it goes into the Dor HaMabel. Dor HaMabel is Taiva. Taiva is money. Taiva is physical. Taiva. Kihishkus Kolbasar is Darko Al Haaretz. Right, and then goes through discussing that a little bit. And then, finally, the Dor HaFlaga, which is, as we know, Kavod. Kinev Lava Kavod. Fapagam Hu Geus V'Kavod. Hava Nivna Lanu Ir Migdal V'Rosho Magi Mashamayim V'Nasa Lanu Shem. Hainu Shaisazu Aklipa Shal Kavod. Shematarasam Haisa Rosho Bashamayim V'Nasa Lanu Shem. Right, the Torah wants to say, look how far Kina, Taiva, and Kavod can get. Kina, you can kill your brother. Taiva, it can lead to a mabel. Kavod, it can lead to building a tower up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimsa, says the Nesiva Shalom. Shatar HaKadosh Shalchem El HaMedes Lanu B'Parashias Elu Aruchos Chayim Lama Alula Kina Lahavi Lama Alula Taiva Lahavi Lama Alula Kavod Lahavi V'Yacharkach. And after these three Chatoim, now we get into the Avos. The Avos are the Olam HaTikun. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Torah, Avoda, and Gimel Chesed, those are benigud, l'gimel chatoim, shemotzi, and Adam min ha'olam. So that is also here, the Yishmael, the root of this murder, was the jealousy that Yishmael felt. There is one good type of kin, as we know, and that's the Gemara Bava Basra, kin asofrim, tar bechachma, but that is not the more common jealousy, Rachman al-Islam. But either way, Yishmael comes with his 10 men, and he kills Gedaliah. Who exactly killed Gedaliah? What did they start? Did he finish? Halachically, 10 people kill somebody who's chayif. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. Veskol Yehudim, Pasuk Gimel, he didn't stop by killing only one person. Veskol Yehudim, Vesher Hayu Ito, Ves Gedaliah by Mitzvah. Whoever was with Gedaliah there in Mitzvah. Vesakazdim Hashenim Susham. And also the Anshi Bavel that were there. And the Anshi Abachama, Hika Yishmal. Yishmal killed Jew and non-Jew alike. Whoever was with Gedaliah. On the second day, nobody knew yet. He killed everybody around. He didn't tell anybody. And what happens? He didn't expect it, but this was the remnants of the Beis HaMikdash. 80 people came from Shechem and Shiloh. Why'd they come? Migulche Zakan. They came shaven. Ukruei Begadim and torn clothing. Umizgodidim, and they cut themselves. And they had mincha, they had flour and frankincense in their hands to bring Beis Hashem, to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. What were these people doing? So Rashi and the Radak both say they were on their way to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't know. When they left their house, they didn't know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's what they're bringing. On the way, they heard about it. That's why they tore their clothing and they shaved, and they were coming to Gedaliah to talk to him. Rashi, Kishen Nasu mi Beisam, Lo Hayu Yodim B'chor Ben Abayis, Ubederech Shamu V'karu Bigdeyem, Ubegalchu Zekanam. Right on the way, they heard, that's Rashi. The Radak says, I find that very hard to believe. They didn't know, it's 2 months later. Right on the 9th of Av, and now it's already, it's almost 2 months, now it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah, they didn't find out yet, it's not so far. Right, Shiloh and Shechem and Shomron. So the Radak says they knew it was destroyed, but they didn't know maybe it was fully destroyed. They knew that some Jews were left. Maybe some of it was broken. Maybe some of it was burned. They didn't know that it was totally not fully. Nothing was being used. It was totally ransacked and burned. And that's what they found out on the way. And that's why they tore their clothing, v'chulu. V'yesh Lafari says the Radak, ki shamu b'kibash Yerushalayim, u'b'galas Yisrael mimena. They heard in general, avo chashvu, kibash hishir nevuzradon, dalas ha'aretz. Sister Vuzradon left a few people, hishir kam beis ha'mikdash, shalom natsu b'sarfu kulo, oh mitzasu, maybe there's a little bit left. Okay, Rashi and the Radak. If you look in the Mesudas David, he has a different pshat. He says, no, they knew. They knew when they left. They knew when they left. But they were still bringing it to bring it in the Makam HaMikdash. Yitachein Shahaisa Kavanaso Laval Yegula Al Yadam. I'm sorry, I skipped the wrong one. Lavi Beis Hashem Yitachein. Shegam Achra Churban. Hikriv Olam Mizbeach. Even after the Churban, they brought Karbanos. Kamosha Kasav Rabu Sein. We quote Chazal in Megillah and elsewhere. Shamati. Shemakriv and Avabi Shein Bayis. You bring Karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash, as long as you have a Mizbeach. And they thought there was a Mizbeach. So therefore, even though they knew, suggests the Mesudas David, that there was no Beis HaMikdash, still they brought. Right, and that's the Rambam, quotes that also in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam that we mentioned, I think, in the last year, or 2 shiurim ago, the Rambam that quotes this, that Makrivin, Avabi Shein Shambayis, the Rambam quotes this in Perek Vavalachat Hezvav, of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Leficha Makrivin HaKarbanas Kulan, Avabi Shein Shambayis Banui, V'yochlin Kachi Kachim B'chal HaAzara, Avobishi Khareva, the Enamukafes Machitza. You're allowed to eat carbonos. You're allowed to bring carbonos. The Ochlin Kachim Kalam Meister Shani Bechol Yerushalayim. Avobishi Sham Choma. The Rambam says all of that. Why? Shekdusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, the Kitcha La Asilava. Because the first Kedusha of the Makkah Mikdash is there forever. Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, Kitcha La Asilava. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is where he says the Kedusha Rishona was Batel because it was Kibush. And only the second one is everlasting because it is Chazaka. But that is the Rambam, and that's the suggestion of the Mesudas David. So one of the Rinas Yitzchak suggests that maybe that's why did Dafka say in the Pasuk, Mincha and Lavona were in their hands? Right? What do you mean animals? Why just Mincha and Lavona? So suggests the Rinas Yitzchak based on the Tosfos. Tosfos in Svachim, it's one day, it's Machlokas we've shown him, it's against the Rambam, but Tosfos says maybe even if you want to say Makriv and Avavishain Shambayis, that's only Mincha and Ktoris. Right? You're not makriv all karbanos, all animals. The Rambam says all animals. But maybe this pasuk is a remez, is a smach to that day in Tosfos. Because it says, umincha ulavona biyadam. Only those. Two other points on this. This was on the general where they were coming. But also, kiruei begadim. They tore their clothing. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chavav says this is the source for kriya on Arei Yehuda. Tearing on the cities of Yehuda, right? They didn't see, they tore even before they came to Makam HaMikdash. So this is obviously not on Makam HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Aleph. Haroa Arei Yehuda b'chor banan omer Arei katshecha hayu midbar v'koreya. Right, you say that pasuk v'koreya, and it's based on the Gemara in Moakan Chavav quotes our pasuk as the source for this. Why don't we do this b'zman hazeh? We don't really tear on Arei Yehuda, so maybe it's based on the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says there in Sifkat and Aleph, Ava b'she Yoshen ben Yisrael, even if Jews live there, Kivan sheha umos moshlim aleihem mikri churban, since the umos ha'olam are moshel, it's still called v'churbana. Meaning what? Because we're not in control. We're not in political control. What does it sound like from the Magen Avraham? And this is what some Achronim say. Rav Shechter talks about this in his Sefer as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about this as well in Aruch Chaim. That since it's no longer Bechorbana, once Klal Yisrael, over the past century, now we have control, since 1948, since 1967, it's no longer Bechorbana, that's why we don't tear on Arei Yehuda. Again, Rav Moshe writes this, right, in 1981, he has a tshuva. Even though it's not a complete Geula, but it does undermine Bechorbana, and that's why there is no kriya. That's Chelek Hey Simin Lamed Zion. Right. This is the important discussion. There are those that argue. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you know, as long as there are mosques in the city, as long as there's no achilas karbanos, it's still nechsha b'chorbana. Meaning, what does it mean? Just the other umos are in control. It doesn't just mean that political control. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chelek Aleph Seminayin Gimel, Choshvani, Dekozman She Roim Adayin Be'ira Kodesh VaMikdash Knesios Shel Nachrim VeGam Kivrei Akum VeAnu Ein Yecholon LeMe'akro Pulchana Nechra Adayini b'chorbana. So we hope for more, but we machlokes whether this counts for anything. But this is what might be one of the reasons why there is no kriya on Arei Yehuda. But again, it's based on this pasuk. The Gemara in Moikah and Daf Chavav quotes this pasuk, and then finally, misgodedim, they cut themselves. So again, that's a question, because if you look in the Torah says Los is Godu. Besides the drash of Los is Godu of Agudos Agudos, the pashtos of Los is Godu is not, you're not allowed to physically wound oneself, self-injury, because that's what all the Avodah Zarah used to do. Los is Godu, the Torah says, V'sera la'nefesh lo sitnu b'psarachem. Says it twice, also in Vayikra, right? So what is the Gemara said? The Gemara says, and Makos, Srita, and Gedida are one of the same. So what exactly is the heter here? So, the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Gemara, and maybe to apply it in our case, right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, after one of his Rabbeim died, Rabbi Akiva, so he went and cut himself. Aye, how could he cut himself? Wasn't he cutting himself al meis? And that's Asur. Says the quotes the Minchas Chinuch in the Ensif in Mitzvah Tav Samach Zayin. L'chorim ish im Isur Yesh heichas Rabbi Akiva nehi delo havi ela ala Torah mikol makom Isur Yesh. So you want to say, oh, he cut himself because of the Torah, not for the mace himself, but it's still usher. V'tzorach lomar, it must be da'al davar me'olam hazeh yesh iser aval al haTorah shari. Right, if it's for the Torah, then it is not usher. That's what it must be. The Efshar, the Beis Yosef, Lo Chili, Bazei Alkin, Posik, the Shurim, Yemaisa, Rabbi Akiva. We call Malcolm Mishlach, we call Machaber. But either way, maybe that's the idea here. They were tearing they were injuring themselves because of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, so then that's like Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and that Deya, would apply here as well. So what happens? Vayetze, these 10 people, these 80 people come, and Yishma puts on a show. Vayetze Yishma ben Netanya Lekrasa on a mitzvah, he pretends he's upset too. Holech, holoch, Hello, Chuvoche. V'ikif Gosho Sam v'yomer aleihem. Bo, Gedalia v'Achigam. Come, I'll take you to Gedalia. He takes them in, and what does he do? He slaughters all of them. Rachmana litzlan. V'yishchatem Yishma b'Netanya. Maybe he didn't want them to give away his secret. El toch habar. He puts them into the same bar. Hu v'an Hashem esher ito. V'asar anashem nimsubam. V'yomer alatim yisenu. And some of them say, "Don't kill us! Don't kill us! We'll show you treasures." So he doesn't kill all of them. V'abar sheyishlochem Yishmael. That same bar, the pasuk says, that Yishmael threw them in, Asher Hika B'Yagadalia, Hu Asher Asa HaMelech Asa, L'Pebrei Basha HaMelech Yisrael, going back centuries, in the days of Asa and Basha, Asa the king of Yehuda, Basha the king of Israel, they had fights, and this was a big bar that was made there by Asa to hold water, so it was in that bar that Gedalia and all of the other people were thrown in. The Gemara, the Pasuk even says that Gedalia did some of the hitting. That's what the Gemara says that we read in the last parak, Anida Samach Aleph, that even though Gedalia shouldn't have accepted Lashon Hara, he should have been choshish for it, and because he wasn't choshish for it, he deserves part of the blame. Vayish, by the way, Vayish B'Yishmael is called Sheiris Amash Sheva Mitzvah. What does he do? Now Yishmael takes all the Jews that are left there. He takes them and he sends them away in captivity. Espinos B'Alef is called Amash Sheva Mitzvah Shehivkid. He sends them to Lavar El B'nai Amon. Amon, right? He's working for Amon here. He sends them to Amon. The Abarbanel says here, isn't it so ironic and so terrible that listen to his line? The Abarbanel says, "Umizet tira she'ein Russia kirishas bnei Yisrael." There's no wickedness like the wickedness of a Jew. The Gemara says this in one place too. A Jew turned is worse than a goy. Ki hayv nivizradin doesn't look as bad now. Nivizradin killed plenty. But here, the Yishmael, the Jew, looks even worse than Nivizradin because he's exiling all the rest of the Jews that were left. But either way, that's what he starts doing by Yishma. Yochanan ben Kareach, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yochanan ben Kareach and the other Jews heard about this and they said, well, what's going on here? And they go and they give chase to Yishmael. They surround Yishmael. Kiros kalam ma'asharetz Yishmael, they surround him. Yishmael lets rid of all the captives. They go free and he runs away like a coward, right? He doesn't put up a fight. He knows he's done, and he runs away to Bnei Amon. Yochanan Mikireach doesn't run after him. He just tries to figure out what we're going to do now with these She'eris HaPleita. He thinks that to stay in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, is too dangerous because the king of Bavel and of Uzradan are going to get very upset. Maybe they'll think that all the Jews ganged up against Gedalia. So either way, what do? They go to Beis Lechem, and then they head down towards Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, who they've always looked at as a friend. So now here too, they go back. They don't know where to go. Mibnei Akazdim, Ki Yaru, Mibneiam, Ki Hiko, Yishmael, Benatania, Sekadai, Benachikam, Asher Hifkin, Melech Bavel, Ba'aret. So this is the tragic last nail in the coffin of the Jewish people's residence in Eretz Yisrael until the 70 years later, they're able to come back. But this was really the end of Ba'ez Rishon. Okay, we'll stop here.